It's not a solo. Okay. Wow. We welcome you today, especially our live stream audience. We're grateful that you have joined us. You are part of our community, and there's no distance in spirit. My dear friends, today we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent, love. So we're going to be talking about love, singing about love, meditating about love. You're going to leave all loved up. So we are grateful for you. Let's go to church.
The arrangement was written by Judy Vinar.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sue Warner, and I'm honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. Welcome to those of you in our sanctuary and everybody online. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand at our website or on YouTube. Are you inspired to support Unity Minneapolis during this transformational time? If so, I ask you to consider serving on our Board of Trustees. You can attend a second information session this Tuesday, December 19th at 7 p.m. And we're heading into a busy week. This afternoon, you can join Reverend Tony's weekly peace meditation, which continues from 5 p.m. via Zoom. Tomorrow evening, our Being Present with Grief Circle returns at 6:30 p.m. in the meditation room. And then on Wednesday evening, you're invited to end your day with Reverend Pat's Advent Prayer Circle group on Zoom at 8 p.m. And then winter solstice is Thursday. Visit the church and walk our labyrinth in the Fillmore Room between 2 and 5 p.m. And then at 7 p.m., we'll celebrate winter solstice in the same space. Weather allowing, we'll share an outdoor experience you don't want to miss. And then next Sunday, it's Christmas Eve. We'll offer two services. All ages will come together at 10 a.m. to light the Advent candles with Reverend Pat, and you'll enjoy a presentation from our youth and family ministry. Later that evening, we invite all ages back for a 5 p.m. Christmas Eve service. Both services include beautiful music and our beloved candle lighting ceremony. Choose one or attend both. And then coming up, we prepare for the new year at our 10 a.m. Burning Bowl service on Sunday, December 31st, followed by our White Stone Ceremony at 10 a.m. on January 7th. And I bet you all have heard that we're heading into an interim location for Unity Minneapolis in the next year. An announcement on a location is coming soon, but today we're asking you to save cardboard boxes for packing. Please deliver your flattened cardboard boxes to the Midwest room on the upper level. And now let's join Reverend Pat for our opening prayer.
Thank you, Sue. Join me in prayer. I invite you to go to that place within that only you can go. And as we gather here in the warmth of this community today, we embrace the sacred energy of the third week of Advent, a time dedicated to the essence of love. And in this moment of collective reflection, we open our hearts to the transformative power of love, recognizing that it has the profound ability to change everything that it touches. And great Holy Spirit within, we realize that we are indeed love in expression as we allow the love of God to flow within us, through us, and as us today. We're grateful indeed that we are the hands and the feet and the voice of love, and that we, that presence within is love, has the power to transform our life and to transform the world. Today, regardless of what we are experiencing in our life, regardless of what that may be, we know that this divine presence within is greater than any challenge in our life. Feel that love as it flows through you. Know that love and recommit to expressing that love. So it is with joy and with great love that we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. And yet again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this day, okay? Advent, this is the third week of the journey into Christmas, a journey to renew us through the birth of our own inner Christ. Today, we light three candles. Our third candle represents love. Love is God in us and through us. Let us light our lives with love. Mary represents love. Mary worshiped God in profound and pondered on God's truth. And when love is directed by God, it manifests in wisdom and brings a greater awareness of the Christ presence. So I invite Marcia and Ari to come forth as we light the third candle of Advent. I'm grateful that was a quick light. Okay. Let us pray together. Father, Mother God, we feel the power of divine love at work in us, preparing the way for the expression of the Christ self. You are love, and we are love in expression. Love expresses in our homes as patience and order and as loving presence. Love expresses in our world as peace and harmony and spiritual love. For all these expressions, we do give thanks and praise. Thank you, God. Amen. In Luke, we read that Mary said, "My God, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God." Like Mary, let us worship God with our love, and then our joy will be full. Please, I invite you to stand as we sing together, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
One, two, three.
Other church in the world that was singing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" like that. Thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you. As you know, Unity is an open and welcoming, inclusive community. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, and prosperous lives. One of our core values here at Unity Minneapolis is that of welcoming, So, my dear friends, if you are a guest with us today, we extend a special welcome to you. If you're streaming with us today for the first time as well, we extend that same welcome to you. So, my dear friends, if you are a guest today for Unity Minneapolis, please allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just take your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Raise your guest. I know better, but that's another story. We give thanks for your presence here today, and that rose that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. The packet that you're receiving also tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. That rose is so that we can identify you and give you that personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We love you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of that divine within you. Let's appreciate our guests, okay? Now let's affirm together our mission statement. Your mission statement is found in your order of service. Let's affirm that together. Together, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. Now the reading of our daily word.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written request. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is love. I feel blessed to share God's steadfast love. As Advent season continues, I give thanks for the steadfast love of God, which dispels the darkness of conflict and loneliness with the light of harmony and togetherness. Love is personal and sacred, human and divine, immediate and immortal. Amid seasonal greetings for joy and peace, I give thanks for the power of love. I am a divine being bringing the love of God into the world. Through my words and actions, I am kind and patient, compassionate, empathetic, and encouraging and supportive. As I am blessed by love, I share love's blessings with others. I center myself on the Christ within and go forth as the heart and hands of love in the world. And in scripture tells us in 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And the word for today is love.
No crib for a bed, the
down from the sky and stay by my cradle to watch the to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
So I invite you to join me in meditation. So just welcome to these sacred moments of meditation, where we open our hearts to the power of love. Find a comfortable position. And if you've not done so, I invite you just to gently close your eyes as we embark on a journey within. Take a deep breath, inhaling love, and exhale, releasing any tension. Feel the loving energy that surrounds you and flows within you. Sense the love within your heart expanding, radiating outward like a warm light. Envision this love connecting with the hearts of those around you, creating a web of interconnectedness that transcends time, transcends space. And as you breathe in, inhale the love that surrounds you. Feel it filling your lungs, energizing every cell in your body. And as you exhale, release any doubts or fears, allowing love to flow freely through you. Now bring to mind someone you care deeply about. In your mind's eye, see their face. Feel their presence. And send them waves of love, wishing them well-being and happiness and peace. Now extend this love further, envisioning individuals you may not know personally, people from different walks of life, diverse cultures, diverse backgrounds. Now send them the gift of love, acknowledging the shared humanity that unites us all. Now, in the stillness of this moment, affirm within yourself, if only we have love, we have everything we need. Love, indeed, is the foundation of peace, joy, and fulfillment. And with this understanding and with this greater awareness and with this consciousness, this collective consciousness that has been established here this morning, I invite you to rest. Gently rest in the stillness of love. And this morning we pray with those that have requested our prayers. In this very moment, we hold each prayer request in this consciousness of love, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. We pray today with our prayer chaplains, our prayer ministry, as they continue to hold us in prayer when we so often forget. I invite you to take another deep breath with me. Exhale, letting go. And when you are ready, open your eyes, knowing that we are indeed transforming the world. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. Yep. Yep.
Rachel arranged that.
And so. It is beautiful. We're blessed. When Reverend Pat asked us when we would like to, what weeks we would like to speak during Advent with some suggestions, he gave me, he said, I think the third week would be good for you. That's love. And I'm thinking, yes, yes, yes. That's an easy one, you know, love. Everybody knows what love is, right? Yeah, we know what love is. I can do that. 20 minutes, got it. Okay. Love. How many ways do we use that word? A lot. I happen to love my coffee black. No sugar. I do a little sugar. No cream. I really love your music. What's the score at the tennis match? Love. Think about that. How many ways we use that word? And you know, does it all mean the same thing? I also love my son. And my grandson, and my daughter-in-law. I love them. I love my sisters. I love this community. What does love mean? Got a couple of quotes I want to read you about love, the word love. The first one comes from David Hawkins. He's no longer with us on this earth plane, but he's written some really wonderful things. He's done a lot of work. He did a lot of work. He was a doctor, an MD, and a PhD, and he worked with kinesiology and vibration. And here's what he said about love in his book, The I, E-Y-E, of the I. There are whole segments of the population that view love as for one's fellow humans as a weakness. Humankind really wants gain, pride, possession, power, and the right to revenge and retaliate with punishment. Love is belittled as touchy-feely. Love is therefore socially restricted to romance, mothers with their children, and one's dog. My dog loves me, even when I don't feed them. And I read that and I thought, well, that might be a little bit of a stretch, but not much. When we look at the context, where's love? It seems to be that fits in so many cases. But he also goes on to say this, love is an awareness. It's an attitude. It's a context for understanding life. Love is the leading edge of reality and the oneness and the essence of spirit. Love is actually present everywhere, and its presence only needs to be realized. I could buy that. Love is an essence. Love as a context within which we place things. Okay. Here's another one from the Revealing Word. This is Charles Fillmore's writings. He says, love is the pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. In divine mind, love is the power that joins and binds in divine harmony the universe and everything in it. Again, love as an essence, as a power, as an attitude or a context. And as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, what if I were to consider and think about love as a force of nature, a force sort of like gravity and magnetism, a force. We've chosen to call it love. We could have called it anything. It's still a force. And it moves things, and it creates things, and it affects. We call it love. Yeah? We also, in John, 1 John, I think it was in the Daily Word, we talked about that today, in 1 John 4, 2 to 7, there's a whole discussion of love. Thank you, Lisa. Love is, or God is, love. That's not, it's not a predicate nominative. I mean, that's not a direct object, guys. That's the predicate nominative. For you who don't know what that means, go back and learn your grammar. What it means is not describing God. It's telling us what God is. It's not God is loving. God is love. And if love is a force, an energy that is in all things, creates, then love is the foundation of everything. It's the creator of everything. And we've watered it down to the point where we've lost its power to make change, perhaps. We think of it as Valentine's and mother's love. Get me wrong, I love my son, would do anything for him. There's a love there that's powerful. But that is the expression of the force that is this thing we call love. Why doesn't it work? Why isn't it working? If that is in fact the case, it is the foundational energy upon which everything is built. God, love. Why isn't it working? I looked up some statistics. Just in this year, folks, just in this year, 40,000 people have died by gun violence in the U.S. On October 7th, 1,400 people were killed in that attack, and then there were hostages. Since then, 18,000 plus Palestinians have died, been killed, mostly women and children. In the Ukraine, 10,000 civilians have been killed in that war. And what I find unbelievable is 340,000 Russians have been killed. That doesn't even include, as Reverend Pat reminds me, all the other places. What happened to the power of the force that is love? We have a way shower in Unity, Jesus. Regardless of what you think of Jesus as an individual, as a divine, as a human, as a story, there is a guide that he has given us in his teachings and his life on how we do love, how we exercise and use this amazing power that is in every one of us, at least in potential. What did he say? How did he tell us to use love? Be love. Commandments. He gave us three or four, depending upon how you break out the second one. Do you remember them? First commandment, which, by the way, was not original with him. It is in the Torah. It is part of who he was, this first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. love the Lord, love God. That concept, love that concept of love. If you want to take it there. The second commandment, and the second is like unto it, if you read the King James Version. The second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. I've always wondered whether that yourself as yourself meant love your neighbor like you love yourself, which implies that I love myself. If I don't love myself, it's really hard to love my neighbor like I do myself. And so there's this need for me, in order to be in that context, live in that context of love, to know who I am and know that I am in the image and the likeness of God, love, that I am love. I am love. I am that energy. So I have to know that. I have to work with that. I have to figure out what that means, what limitations I've put on myself so that I don't manifest that love. And I have to let him go. And then I have to love my neighbor. Now, the other way to look at that is love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor because your neighbor is you. Because your neighbor, there is no separation between us. And so I love you as I love me because you are me. Love your neighbor. Now, how do we do that? What does that mean, love your neighbor? What did he show us that that meant? Well, he fed the hungry. He said, clothe the naked. Heal the sick. Go visit those in prison or in trouble. Reach out. Care for. The tradition in the Jewish tradition, if a stranger or sojourner came into your country, you were to bring them in and treat them as one of you. And then you get to know them. And then there was no difference. That's where he came from. So he said, we do that. That's how you love. That's how you use that energy, that force, is you love your neighbor. You take care of that person that needs a little help. You stand for justice, righteousness, and equality because you see in the person in front of you the same divinity and wholeness, whether they're able to demonstrate it in the moment or not. It is for us to see it, not because they deserve it, but because that's who we are. As images of creations of love, that's who we are. Which follows in another modification on that. He said, you've been told to love your neighbor and your friends or your neighbors and hate your enemies. I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those. See them beyond the hate, beyond the anger, beyond the disagreement. He didn't say lay down and let them run over you. He said be non-resistant, but not passive. Stand for what is love. Show that, and at the same time, be aware of who that other is. Ptolemy, I think it's 330 BCE, ruler of Egypt, conquered all kinds of folks. He was criticized for the way he treated his prisoners because he was kind to them. He fed them, he housed them, he gave them their sense of dignity and their ownness. And they said, what are you doing? These are your enemy. They're going to come out. He said, wait, won't I destroy the enemy when I make it my friend? When I make it my friend. And in order to make it my friend, I really have to get to know that person. I have to listen to that person. I have to hear who that is. I have to hear and know and use that force of that we call love to make the connection and to lift that person up. Jesus stood for that in front of criticism, in front of pushing out, ultimately in death. One of the other things that Jesus often said was, you must love one another. It's several times in Scripture, love one another. Eric Butterworth, I found fascinating. His, I need to look at what the time is. Okay, I'm good. Because Lou's head is right in the way. I can't see that. Sorry, Lou. Anyway, Eric Butterworth wrote this in Introduction to Unity, Lesson 16, if you're interested in checking this out. But he says, much of our religion has centered its attention on love of God. Jesus centered his attention on man's love of man. Love one another, he said many times over. Men have tried to obey Jesus' first commandment, that one, love God, because they have not obeyed the second one. The obeisance of the first one has become a mockery. That's strong words. We focus so much on loving God to the exclusion of loving our fellow in people that we don't really love God, perhaps. It's a hard one to hear. And it's not true in every case. But it does exist in our context. And it causes me to take a look inside and see where I'm putting my energy and where are we putting our energy. He tells us, love one another. In his last meeting with the disciples around the table, what he said was, love one another as I have loved you, which was one he didn't say before. Love one another as I have loved you. How did he love them? What he had just finished doing was washing their feet and serving them dinner. Love one another as I have loved you. Use that power of love to serve, to reach out, to be of service. What a powerful force that is when it is used with the intention of bringing it out in everyone else. Wow. There's another quote from Charles that I would like to share with you, and I don't know where this one came from other than it came through this Butterworth work. I have a feeling it's in one of his prayer sessions, but this is what he says. One should make a practice to meditate regularly on the love idea in universal mind. With the prayer, divine love manifest in through me. This produces a positive love current, which when sent forth with power will break up opposing thoughts of hate and render them null and void. The thought of hate will be dissolved, not only in the mind of the thinker, but in the minds of those with whom they come in contact, in mind or in body. The love current is not a projection of the will. It is a setting free of a natural, equalizing, harmonizing force that in most people has been dammed up by human limitation. This is a faculty native to all, existent in every soul, which may be used at all times to bring about harmony and unity. Love. It's a powerful energy force within us that is ours. We must be accountable and responsible for the use of that force with ourselves so that we know who we are, love who we are. There were times that I remember I didn't quite do that. You may have shared that same experience. Not really knowing and loving who you were. So first, know that God is love and love that. Be in that. And then love myself. Know who I am and love it. Use that power to release those limitations and let me shine. And then love my neighbor. And we have to figure out who our neighbor is. And I don't think he put any limits on it. So we love our neighbor. We love our enemies. We don't roll over and play dead with them. We love them. And with that energy, just with any other vibration, if the vibration is strong enough, it will, in fact, blast that blockage. So love is that power. And then love each other in the way he loved. Freely, without judgment, in service. When I got this title, a song came to me. It's a song that I've heard, and it came out in 1974. And if you could change that slide, Jay. It came out in 1974. And it stayed with me for a while. And then at the regional conference, we sang it to close the conference. Now, this isn't all the words, but these are the words that were powerful for me. The song is "If We Only Have Love." Jacques Brel. I think it's Jacques Brel, Mort Schumann, and Eric Blau wrote this. Here are some of the words from that. If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes and we'll sleep without tears. If we only have love, with our arms open wide, then the young and the old will stand by our side. If we only have love, love falling like rain, then the parched desert earth will grow green again. If we only have love, we can reach those in pain. We can heal all our wounds. We can use our own names. If we only have love, we can melt all the guns and then give the new world to our daughters and sons. See with your heart eyes, hear with your heart ears, and use the power of the force that you are, that we call love. That's your assignment.
shepherds kept their watching of silent flocks by night. He holds around the heavens to show the holy light. Well, the shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth they rang out
singing glory,
heavenly chorus,
hallelujah,
and hail the Savior's birth. Come on, let's go.
On the mountain, on the thank you, and everywhere.
Go ahead. The way in a manger he was born this day. Go
on,
tell it, come on.
Hey.
Let's say it again. Tell the way this Christmas born.
Tell it,
tell it, tell the way Jesus was born. Stop shining to lead the way in a manger born this day.
Go on, tell it.
I want to personally thank the choir, I want to tell you. I mean, I mean that with all my heart, because I know how hard you work. And this, I know also this is a ministry. It's a ministry that supports each other with what's going on in your life. And I hear you on Thursday evening, those evenings that I'm still here, I hear you practicing. And so you show up, you memorize your music, and I have a great respect for this choir. And we are indeed blessed. Thank you. And of course, its leadership is fabulous as well. So, I want to thank Reverend Tony for a wonderful lesson. The music today was outstanding. And of course, I have an assignment for you if you choose to accept it. As you exit the sanctuary, it says, I give the gift of love. I would love for you to, I would love the way we throw love around. It would be wonderful if you would practice this. Dear, you fill in the name. Someone that comes to mind. The things I love about you are, if I could give you anything in the world, I would give you. The best times I've ever had with you were what I wish for you is. When we do this, my dear friends, we are just more, we're saying more than I love you. We are putting exclamation points there of why we love each other. I encourage you to do this. This is something that we often do. People seem to really like it. It takes courage to do it sometimes, right? Yes, I have some family members that it really took some courage, and I love them anyway. You know, it's great. Okay, I'm going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. I'm sure that's an easy thing for you to do after this wonderful service. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth. And if you can make that gift in many different ways, you can do it electronically. There's a QR code on your bulletin. There's also an offering envelope in the pew. You can mail in a check. We also, you can go Venmo and PayPal, search for Unity Minneapolis. Many ways to give. So let's just take a moment and center ourselves. And if you're giving your love offering, your gift with someone, I want you to hold it together, knowing that today we have the power to bless. We have the power to bless. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing once, then ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So we take a moment, silently, lovingly bless these gifts. We bless all the gifts that's been received in the mail this week, all those participating in our unexpected income program, consistent giving. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. So we say, thank you, God. Let's do that together. Thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. Thank you. On duty, Unity Prayer Chaplains, please stand. Yes, These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in this sanctuary, and they're here today to hold that sacred space with you, to pray with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. As part of our year-end giving, we are doing something called Unity Stories, Stretching and Strengthening. I encourage you, if not read this, to read it. It's some wonderful stories in here, personal stories from our congregation, our friends. Also, we've also had some testimonies on the platform 2 weeks ago, and 2 weeks before that, we had a testimony. And today, we have actually a testimony from someone that we all know, someone that we love, and someone that has been on our staff for many years. Would you welcome John Southam?
Good morning. Yes, most of you all know me as John Southam, volunteer coordinator for Unity Minneapolis. I'm here today to let you know how Unity Minneapolis has supported me for the last 23 years. I started here in 2000, going through a divorce. My former wife said, you might want to check out Unity. It's a different type of church because I was used to the Catholic and the Lutheran and, you know, the same old, same old. And I came here. You know, and I didn't have it all memorized like everybody else in the congregation did, but came here. Rob Roberts was on the platform. The lessons were all about how you can make yourself improve yourself, not about if you don't, you know where you're going. So I'm not going to use the word. So anyway, the church, the congregation has supported me very, very much over the years. When I first joined the church, I did the classes. I actually thought about joining the board, but being I was a manager of a business for so many years, I always ended up being the president of whatever it was, and I said, I'm not going to do it this time. When I left my last job, I said, I'm not doing it again. I'm done. I'm done babysitting. So anyway, through the years, I've worked with hospitality as a volunteer for about 10 years, so I'm well informed of hospitality. A great group of people in there. Every Sunday, there's about 25 of us in hospitality, and boy, did we have fun. Right, Jane? So, and after Reverend Patty left, I was offered a part-time position as volunteer coordinator, and I've been here since 2017. Now, in the last year, I had some health challenges, which most of you are aware of, and the congregation, the volunteers, have supported me in many, many different ways, along with Reverend Pat, coming to the hospital, coming to rehab almost every day. So, and just to let you know, every day, every week goes by, I'm getting a little better, a little better. They said it takes about a year.
Bravo!
So again, thank all of you for being you, being part of the congregation. Sunday morning is, I look forward to being here on Sunday mornings to see all your faces, to communicate with everybody, and it's just a joy. And I want to thank all the volunteers that step in and help me out through the times that I'm not here, the times that I was sick. So. That's all I have.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bravo. We're able to offer support because of you. In the spirit of gratitude and shared abundance, we reach out to each cherished member and our friend of our spiritual community. At the end of November, we find ourselves falling behind on our love offering year to date, which plays a crucial role in sustaining our vibrant community and supporting spiritual growth of every individual. We understand that this year has presented some unique challenges, and we honor the resilience and strength each of you have demonstrated. Together, we have weathered storms, celebrated victories, and uplifted one another with unwavering support. To ensure the continuing flourishing of our spiritual community, we humbly ask for your support through a year-end gift. Your generosity will contribute directly to our yearly budgeted income, allowing us to continue our services of prayer, education, and service. Your gift enhances our spiritual programs and creates an even more nurturing, inclusive environment for all. Whether your gift is large or small, every contribution is a sacred offering that fuels the flame of unity within our community. By coming together in this way, we affirm our commitment to the shared vision of love, peace, and compassion. I thank you in advance. The Board of Trustees thanks you in advance for your generosity as you make your year-end gift to Unity Minneapolis. And we appreciate those that have already made a gift, and I would like for us to be all in with a gift, a year-end gift to Unity Minneapolis. You got it? Oh, I love you. That's not the wrong timing on that. Okay, so thank you. Thank you so much in advance. I hear children out there, and I was in the Unity room, in the YOU room for a little while Reverend Tony, I missed some of that talk. I'm so glad that it's recorded and I can go back and be sure that she was nice to me. So anyway, let's bring our children in. I was upstairs, a great group of kids this morning, and you are blessed to have them. Let's stand.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God. You are walking.
Don't we? Thank you for sharing your kids, your grandkids, your young people with us. We absolutely love spending time with our young people in our youth and family ministry. So in YES, that's our Young Emerging Spirits, preschool to fifth grade, we talked about the animal kingdom because we're doing our Advent journey with Earth Care. So we talked about minerals 2 weeks ago, the plant kingdom, animal kingdom, and tying that into the broader story of Jesus's birth. And they also talked about how we celebrate Christmas in Unitines and YOU today. Last rehearsal for our Christmas Eve service is happening at 11:30 today here in the sanctuary, so we hope you'll join us for that if you're in the play, and we hope you'll join us on Christmas Eve. Thanks, everyone.
I also want to share with you that you may not know it yet, but you want to come to both services on Christmas Eve. That first service is a great service. It's wonderful, but it's totally unique, and the evening service is totally unique as well. I know that you want to do both of them. Okay, can't compete with that right there. That's pretty fabulous, you know? I had the honor of dropping in our YOU and Unity room today, and I am amazed at the wisdom in that room. As I say often, bring your children to Unity, they will spend less on therapy, I promise you. So let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, I am light. The love of God enfolds us, I am love. The power of God protects us, I am power. The presence of God watches over us, I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
Now there is peace on earth, and it has peace. Cheers.